The Navajo Nation has the highest coronavirus infection rate per capita in the country. In the aid package passed by Congress, $600 million in relief money is being sent to the tribe. But as Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports, what the law allows isn't necessarily what the Navajo people say they need.
At the end of March, the coronavirus relief package called the CARES Act set aside $8 billion for tribes. But the money comes with restrictions. It can only be used to cover expenses that are, quote, incurred due to the public health emergency. But on the Navajo Nation, the public health emergency is inherently related to some basic infrastructure problems.
Over 30% of our Navajo people don't have running water.
Navajo President Jonathan Nez says the way to address the public health emergency is to make sure people can wash their hands with clean running water.
If there is a second surge or any future pandemics, it's very critical that we begin to plan for the future.
It's like demanding the second floor of the house be built before the first floor. And it's not just what the money can be spent on, it's how quickly the money needs to be spent. The Treasury Department is giving tribes until the end of the year to spend the money. But building water lines takes time.
It's literally impossible to have it completed.
Jason John, who manages the Navajo Nation Department of Water Resources, says each step must be approved by the tribal council and its federal counterparts.
Building water lines, just to get it to construction, to bid it out and select a construction company, that process takes between 2 to 2.5 years alone. And then construction after that could take a year to a year and a half.
I was a tribal administrator for several years, so I understand what that means.
New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Holland is working on a fix that wouldn't require a whole new law.
You win a grant and, you know, that's just the beginning. It might take you 5 years to get your project through. This is the problem. And one of the things we are absolutely working on is to cut some of that red tape.
Holland, who is a member of the Laguna Pueblo, says the tribes don't need to go through other entities to get the work done, especially during a public health emergency.
If tribes come to us and tell us we want more time on this, we'll absolutely go to bat for them.
But building water lines is just the beginning. Navajo Council Delegate Amber Canazba-Crotty says many basic needs on the Navajo Nation could help combat the coronavirus. Electricity, more hospitals, doctors and nurses, better housing.
I mean, I put together myself a $2 billion plus package just to address coronavirus. This is a Band-Aid. $600 million is a lot, but it's a Band-Aid.
Crotty is looking at how West Africa dealt with the Ebola crisis and says it's time to address the longstanding inequities on the Navajo Nation and take a holistic approach to fighting the pandemic.
This definitely has to be the time where we do a paradigm shift and think about, instead of being reactive, we now have the opportunity to be very proactive.
The tribe's legislative and executive branches have gone back and forth over how best to spend the federal funds and expedite that spending. President Nez says the tribe has to work together.
But this is no time to play games. This is no time to play politics. This is the time to unify and unite.
That unity is necessary to begin building a public health infrastructure on the Navajo Nation from the ground up. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.